When did your family come to Southern Nevada?
Well, my wife and I came January the 26th, 1932.
Why did you come here?
Well, because my wife's folks were here and they were building the Boulder Dam.
Were you educated in Southern Nevada?
No.
What schools were here and how many when you arrived?
Well, there was one grammar school, Fifth and Fifth and Bridger, and one grammar school, two rooms only in West Las Vegas, and one high school, that's at Seventh and Bridger. Seventh and what? The high school, Bridger, yeah.
Has the students' attitude towards education changed?
The students' attitude?
Right.
Well, I think they have, yes.
Are students more involved in school activities?
Oh, yes, much more.
Much more? What occupations have you had?
Well, first I was deputy constable. Then I was the first old age administrator for Clark and Lincoln County. Then I became owner of a liquor store on Fremont Street, where the Mint Hotel is right now.
Were you married in Southern Nevada?
No. I was married in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
When?
1930. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the visits of the presidents or any other historical events?
Well, we remember President Roosevelt when he came here to turn a power on Boulder Dam. And then we remember the plane crash in which Carol Lombard was killed.
Okay.
And then, what's the next question?
What historical importance have you been associated with through your occupation?
Well, not too much historical. Just seen from one or two liquor stores to many, many hundreds of them now.
Were you or are you involved in politics?
I was a president of the Young Democrats Club. Then I was secretary of the Democratic Central Committee under Dr. J.D. Smith.
Were you a member of any social club or special interest group?
Yes, I'm past president of Eagles Lodge, past president of the Lions Club 49ers, past president of the Temple Beth Sholem, and I'm past president of B'nai B'rith Lodge.